from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I would say hire him. If you can get Skip Schumacher, I mean, look at that miracle that he pulled off last year with a team with a, what, negative 80 run differential, something like that. Maybe it was negative 100, making the playoffs.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Mully off today. That was John Heyman on our program a couple weeks ago talking about the White Sox next move at manager and how it makes sense for a lot of people that Skip Schumacher would be the guy. He is now the manager of the Marlins. He is also out of contract. He is also somebody that Tony La Russa thinks very highly of. We know what that means in the White Sox organization. So that brings us to the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Jessica Blaylock is from Bally Sports Miami. She joins us now. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. I'm curious about a couple things with the Marlins. There's a couple Chicago connections we need to explore. Let's start with what I just said about Skip Schumacher. There's an understanding or a belief in Chicago, Jessica, that he is the guy the White Sox will target once the season is over to be their next manager. He might have options. What kind of guy is he, and what are they saying about his next move?
I cannot say enough positive things about Skip Schumacher. Just the way that he deals with media, the way that he deals with players, the example that he sets in the clubhouse of just the way to carry yourself professionally, personally. I was so excited when he joined the Marlins organization last season because he felt like he was a guy that was still close enough to the game to understand exactly what players were going through, but far enough removed to still be, a strong leader and be able to speak when he needed to. And I felt like last year, especially with the team, they took on the identity of the type of player he was, right? Where you played hard, you left it all out on the field. This year's obviously been a lot more challenging as far as the product on the field and the wins and losses, and we've clearly dealt with a lot of injuries, made a lot of moves at the trade deadline, but the one thing that has never changed is Skip and the way that he views his job and his role and the way he wants to pour into players and teach and, you know, never losing sight of the fact that every single day it doesn't matter the lineup, it doesn't matter the opponent, you're going out there to try and win a baseball game. And so cannot say enough positive things about Skip Schumacher as a manager, as a person, and what he could bring to an organization. And like you said, you know, I don't know what every situation is going to look like next year for each individual team in Major League Baseball, but I would have to believe any team that had an opening would want to pursue a guy like Skip Schumacher.
He is the reigning National League Manager of the Year. He is in a major media market. I know the Marlins will not receive as much scrutiny, perhaps, as some other teams. The White Sox don't receive a ton because they are so bad, but they would receive a lot. How would he handle, how has he handled, the public aspect of the job, speaking to the media twice a day? How would you describe his personality?
Oh, I think he's been amazing. And again, like I mentioned, you know, it's been a tough situation this year. We started out the year with all of these expectations of what our starting rotation could look like. We knew we would be obviously without Sandy Alcantara because he had Tommy John surgery, but then you lose Yuri Perez, you know, Braxton Garrett, Jesus Luzardo, Ryan Weather. You go down the list of some of the injuries they've dealt with and then just the beginning of the season. I think one of the most impressive things is because of how they started the year with a tough record, that can go really badly really quickly in a clubhouse. You know, guys can start turning on each other. Things can get really nasty. And that is one thing that Skip has done an amazing job of, is not just, you know, from a media perspective of being so patient every single day, having to get up there night after night and answer questions about, you know, tough circumstances, but he's kept the clubhouse together. You know, that's one thing I always tell people is the Marlins obviously have, you know, a tough record in Major League Baseball, but you walk into that clubhouse and guys are so awesome to deal with, and they come to the field prepared and working hard. And I think that is a direct credit to Skip and his staff and what they've been able to do in the midst of the way the season has unfolded. So whether it's been the way he's led the players, whether it's been, you know, talking to us every single day, talking to us night after night during hard stretches throughout the course of the season, Skip has remained the same person consistently and just continually been incredible to work with.
Talking with Jessica Blaylock, who works for Bally Sports Miami, covering the Marlins. Jake Berger will be likely in the lineup tonight when the Cubs play the Marlins down in South Florida. Jake Berger has 25 home runs, and if he is as entertaining for you as he was for the people that cover the White Sox, he was a fan favorite. He was an organizational favorite, and I imagine that has continued. It's nice to see good things happen to good people.
He is easily one of my favorite people that I've had the chance to work with. I mean, you talk about genuinely kind, gracious human beings. That is Jake Berger. And from day one, you know, the first moment that he joined the Marlins at the trade deadline last year, and alongside Josh Bell at the time, you know, we all got to talk to them that day. And as a media contingency, we all looked around and we were like, oh man, we are so lucky to have these type of people joining our clubhouse. Does whatever you need, whenever you need, the kind of guy that if you had to talk to him every single day, he would have the best attitude about it. I've had an opportunity not just to get to know him as a player, but to really get to know him as a person, to get to know his wife, Ashlyn, their little boy, Brooks. They're always at games. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. And it's been awesome to see the success that he has had, especially in the second half of the season. Because, you know, it's not an easy situation. This is a guy that's still so young in his career, but is trying to do what he can to step up as a leader and become kind of the guy in the clubhouse who guides the way. You know, you have Sandy Alcantara who does that for the pitching staff, but you need also a position player who can do that. And when you lose key veterans at the trade deadline, like a Josh Bell, who I know was such a mentor for Jake, you know, Jake has really, really challenged himself to step up and be a leader. And he feels the best way that he can lead is by example. And he has certainly done that, especially in the second half of the season with what he's been able to do on the field, in addition to trying to be the guy now to organize team dinners, to make new players feel comfortable, to, you know, make sure that the clubhouse finds its identity. So we are thankful every single day to have a guy like Jake Berger in our organization.
Not surprised. We only have 60 seconds left, Jessica, but what went wrong with Tim Anderson?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, and it's a tough one to answer because one thing Skip used to always say about Tim, nobody outworked Tim Anderson. He was a worker. That's what Skip always called him, a worker. And I think he cared so much and he tried so hard and he wanted to contribute so badly and just was never able to consistently find it again and put it together. And I don't know if it was almost a case of, not to say that a guy cares too much and that kind of gets in the way, but I just think it was just one of those situations where no matter how much work he put in, no matter how much he cared, the results just couldn't consistently come. And, unfortunately just could not be the piece that the Marlins were hoping he could be.
Great insight, Jessica. Thank you for your time this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.